Evening, everyone. We are at the bottom of Kuftes Vav Amud Beis. Two lines in the bottom, Tanur Rabbanan. So we are speaking about different things which you can be matzal mipnei hadaleika. We mentioned that there is a concern any time a fire, chas v'shalom, breaks out, that a person is going to get panicky. And once you start to take certain things out, you might come to be mechabed eish, which is either nisa d'araisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says mochshin tzrich leguf is aser, or maybe nisa d'rabbanan, and therefore Chazal, in essence, preferred that you don't get involved with any type of hatzalah, and this way, if you just leave the premises, you don't have to worry about anything, there's no concern. Nevertheless, we mentioned that there is a heta to be matzal kisra kodesh, and we said in the Mishnah, Rashi said, which is going to be based on the next Mishnah, that the heter is to be motziit into a mavoi, which is in need of a tikkun, meaning it's considered to be a rishus hayachid midyaraisa, but you still need to fix it up with some type of a tikkun, and you have not done that, and it is to such a mavoi that you're allowed to be motziit. So we mentioned yesterday the famous Gemara that the minimum amount of oisyos, of letters in order to justify a hatzalah, is a Sefer Torah which has 85 letters, which is the mispar of Vayidin Seah Ha'orein, which we say, and we're going to say now, is considered to be like an entire Sefer Torah. So says the Gemara, two lines in the bottom, Tanur Rabbanan. Vayi bin Seah Ha'orein Vayim Ramesha. Says the Gemara, Parshazu, Asala Kadosh Baruch Hu Simonios Melamala Ulamato. Lemar She'ein Ze Mekoimo. So we have a Mesorah that there is some type of a simon at the beginning and at the end. Rashi says, Lahavdila min asmuchis la, lamala ulamata, betchila b'seifahi bin seya ha'orein. So there is some type of a simon, which it's not so clear exactly what the simon is. We all know that what we think the simon is a nun hafucha. And there's a big discussion as to what does that mean. Does it mean you're actually supposed to write a nun inside the Sefer Torah? And there is a marshal, and the marshal says, no, of course you cannot write a nun inside the Sefer Torah. You can't write extra letters inside the Sefer Torah. But rather the nun of Vahi bin Soya and Miss Oinonim of the next one, that nun is back to front. That is what it means, but not to write additional letters. Whereas the Neid Yehuda has a tshuva where he says, even though it's the Marshal, but nevertheless he disagrees, and he says there's no problem with writing an extra letter, an isolated letter, which isn't an addition to a word. In other words, to have an extra letter within a word, or to remove a letter within a word is problematic, but just to have a floating letter somewhere, that doesn't necessarily passel. And there's a big deal. And why specifically nun? What's special about the letter nun? The Mashal says, as we know from the Gemara in Brachos, that the reason why there is no nun in Ashrei is because nun is a letter which symbolizes nefila. But there it mentions, and it seems to be that nun be'etzim symbolizes nefila. There's a Rabbeinu Bachye, I recall, when he speaks about the gadlus of Lashon HaKodesh, and he says that there's a reason why an eagle is called Nesher, because it's made up of a nun, and a shin, and a resh. And he goes on to say, a nun means nefila, because a Nesher flies very high, and then all of a sudden it drops down. And shin is a letter which has to do with esh, because it flies so high, and it's specifically because it's a nun first, and a shin afterwards, and then a resh, and the three together, that makes up, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when Adam said, this is a nesher, it's because Adam knew the Teichen Pnimi. Nun symbolizes nefila. So because, as we're going to see, this parsha, at least according to one day, is coming to be mafsik, bein puranis le puranis, so hence the nun was the appropriate letter which was used, according to some, to be the simonies, Lamala Lamata Lumisha Ain Ze Makema. not its place. Rashi says on the top line, She'ein ze makoima. She'ein ze makoima, says Rashi, She'ein ro'oya lekan delav bahalichis masayis mishtoi la'elmina. This really should have been in Parshas Bamidbar. It is Shalebim Kema, says Rebbe Emma Leimen Hashem Uzeh. That's not the reason why. Leimen Hashem Uzeh. Elam Ibnei Shaseva Choshevu Bifnei Atzmi. It's considered to be a separate sefer. A separate sefer, meaning these 85 letters of Vayi Ben Seharim, is considered to be a separate sefer. Says the Gemara, Kaman Az Lahada Amr B'Shmuel Bar Nachman Amr Ebyenis, and the Pasuk says of the famous words, Chachmas Bon Savesa Chotzva Amudeo Shiva, that its pillars are seven. Says this Braisa Elu Shiva Sifrei Teira, there are seven Sifrei Teira, not five. Says the Gemara, Kaman Karebi, it is going like Rebbe. Meaning to say, Bereishis is 1, Shmais is 2, Vayikra is 3, Bamidba up to Vayibin Saya is 4, Vayibin Saya is 5, from Misainanim is 6, and Devarim is 7. Says the Gemara, Man Tana de Poliga Lady Rebbe, Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, who, the Tanya Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, Aymer, Asi the Parsha Zusha Ti Oker, Mikan, the Tikase Bimakoima. Fascinating statement of Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel. He says this parsha will be uprooted from where it is, and it will be placed back in its place. So let's just stop for a moment on that. There's a very interesting Maritzchias who asks the following question. The Maritzchias says, what does that mean? What this pasuk, these two psukim of Vayi Ben Sara are going to be removed, and they're going to be replaced somewhere else? So he says the following. He said, it says in Yerushalmi, Hamisha Chumash Yetera, Ein Beteleis La'olam. The text of the Chumash will never be bottled. So he says, V'hine gam kan, lo yizbatlu chalila ois echad min ha'teira, rak diyeh nishtana ha'seh de la'asib. In the future, the order of these psukim will change. And that he says, one second, V'ulam, Im dashin and smuchim b'chalatera kula, im kein im yishtana seide yichilim lishtevev limudim chadoshim, al yidei shiri haseide v'asmiches v'tzarech iyun. So he says it's a very strange thing to say that these two psukim are going to be taken out of this place and they're going to be placed somewhere else. Surely that will have implications with our ability to dash and smuches and so on, and that is the ha'ara of the Maritzchias. There's another ha'ara which the Kli Yakar makes, that we're saying that these two psukim of Vayi Ben Sara ha'arin is a separate sefer. Asks the Kli Yakar the following interesting kasha. He says like this. He says in Balezcha, Eich yitachin shesefer shalim batera ein boi mitzvahs. I mean, how is it possible that there's no tzivri from Hashem, there's no mitzvahs whatsoever in this little sefer? And even Bereishis, we find Peru or Revu. Okay, perhaps the reason why we do it is because of it was Netzav at Sinai, but at least we find mitzvahs which are mentioned. But to say this, where there's no mitzvahs, it seems very strange. He says a fascinating thing. He says, you know what mitzvah we have in this sefer? He says the following. He says, "B'sefer zeh nilmed chashivas mitzvah peru urevu." In this sefer, we learn the importance of peru urevu. Based on the Gemara Yevamos and Samach Dalad, it says in the pasuk of "Uvnucha yoymar shuv Hashem rivavos alfei Yisrael," says the Gemara that malamed jen hashchinah shir al pachas mishnei alafim, the shnei rivavos miYisrael. You need to have at least 22,000. Jews, Harei Shahayu Yisrael, Shnei Alafim, Shnei Revavis, Chasa Echad, and someone who's not involved in Peru Revu is Gerim Neshchina Shetisalek MiYisrael, and so on. So that is what that is the lesson which is learned from this particular sefer. So says the Kli Yakar. Now, says the Gemara, if it's going to be, so why was this parsha, this sefer, placed where it was placed? Says the Gemara of Alama Kosvakan, Kadela Hafsig Ben Puranus, Rishena Lu Puranus Shnia. Says the Gemara, Puranus Shnia Maihi, Vayam Kimis Einanim, Puranus Rishena, Vayisu Mihar Hashem. Rashi says, very interesting. What does this mean? Rashi says, Me'achre Hashem, Besech Gimel Yomim, Lemasam, His Avu Hasafsuf Taiva, Lisroim Al Habasar, Kadei Limreid Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that is the Puranas where it's coming to be mafsig between that one and the Misainanim. Tesvus disagrees. Tesvus says, which is perhaps more famously known, he brings Rashi, and then he says from the Ri, no, the ain nearly kain el pronis rishonikadamra bemedrish, vayisu shenosu meharisina derach shlishus yamim ketinek hayotse mi beis hasefer shebereachlei vaholachlei. So too, the Bnei Yisrael fled from Har Sinai, as if to say, maybe Hashem is going to give us more mitzvahs, we need to run away very, very quickly. I'll just share with you what I think is a fascinating insight from the Sefer V'Sam Derech, from the Rosh Hashiva of Chevron, Reb Simcha Zissel Brody. I believe he says this in Parshas Vayetze, and I think it's an awesome idea. He says, I don't understand. Let's phrase it this way. If you wanted to chas v'shalom be a Bible critic, so you would say, so really what happened is that there were three Puranes altogether, but the Torah is distorting and misrepresenting the fact by saying, by making a hafsik and by placing this in a different place. But really, factually, that's inaccurate. And really, chronologically, historically, there were three Puranes, one after the other. So the Torah is distorting the facts. If you don't present it in such a harsh way, you might still say, okay, very nice that the Torah is kind of putting this parsha in between, this lovely, beautiful parsha, by Ibn Sayyah, Aaron, by Yom Moshe, very nice, Obertachlis, there were three Puranas, one after the other. So what does it help that the Torah superimposes and places this parsha over here, if that's factually inaccurate? What does it help? So he says, an awesome idea. And he brings it out the following way. I might be saying it slightly different than the way he says it. He says like this, Parshas Vayetze, Chazal says, a parsha stuma. Chazal says, lama parsha zu stuma. They say, because Yaakov Avinu, he ran away, and he was nistam, and he went, and he hid himself in the Beis Medrash of Shem the Aver. And therefore, when Esav was angry with him and wanted to kill him, he was concealed. He was nistar. And the way the Torah presents that is by making a parsha stuma, without the psuchas and stumas at the beginning and so on. Ask Reb Simcha Zissel Breda, I don't understand. If you're Esav, you're a genius of a person, and your brother has one hobby and one hobby only. He's Yoshev Halam, he sits and learns Yom Valaila. And there's one single yeshiva in the entire world. You don't need to be so smart to figure out that that's the place where Yaakov has gone. And nevertheless, all of a sudden, Esav, he can't find him. I don't know where he is. I don't know. And he was tamun in the Beis Medrash of Shem Be'aver, Pili Ployim. Dr. Simcha Zissel, you got it all wrong. When the Torah makes Parshas Vayetze a Parshas Stuma, that means that Yaakov is nistam. He's concealed. He is hidden. That is now the Metzias. That is the reality in the world. And that's the way the Torah presents it, and that is the manifestation. He gives another example of this. It says that, Vayem Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. At the end of Parshas Nayach, it says that Terach died. One second. He didn't die. He didn't die. He died much later. But you know what? That the Velt shouldn't say that Avram Avinu is such a Baal Chesed and you're leaving your aging father to die by himself. That's not very nice. I thought you were supposed to be the kind, gracious patriarch. And we know that Terach wasn't such a nice fella when he tried to get his son killed, but leaving that aside, so you know what the Torah does? The Torah says that Terach died. Or Lemaisa, he didn't die. And therefore, Lemaisa, people will still say, Avraham Avinu, where are you? Why are you not taking care of your aging father? Zaktuv Simcha Zissel, once the Torah says that Vayamas Terach, for all intents and purposes, he's gone. He is a persona non grata. He doesn't exist anymore in the consciousness of the townsfolk. He's not there anymore. Gives another example and mentions that Rivka dies. It just mentions that Dvorah died, and the Torah alludes to the fact that Rivka died also. That's not very nice. I mean, Rivki Imenu. I mean, Teretz is that they didn't want the Bnei Ches to bury Rivka. That would have been a disaster to have Rivka Imenu buried by the Bnei Ches, or Anshei Rasha. So the Torah presented it. Everything was done quietly so that people didn't realize. So, going back to this original question, when the Torah presents and puts Vayhi ben Seah HaAron between the Gimel Paranis, it's to be mafsik between Gimel Paranis. It doesn't make a difference about factually and chronologically what actually happened. The Torah is saying that the musig of three averus, which is a chazakah, which shows that Klal Yisrael are entrenched in chait, and we're musig in chait, it's not true. And the Torah says, I'm making a hefsik in between to show that Gimel Paranei Smuchas HaHadadi is not Klal Yisrael. That's now the Metzias. The Metzias physically is the reflection of the way the Torah presents it. So says Reb Simcha Zissel to explain this parasha in the Torah, as well as several others. Says the Gemara Vayter. V'amr b'chama b'chanina shesor me'ach Hashem. It should have been in the Degolim. Says the Gemara Vayter. Iboilo. Hagil yoinim shall say for Torah matzil and eisan mipnei adleika, oy ein matzil and eisan mipnei adleika. Fascinating shaylon. Is one allowed, able, supposed to save the gilyon of the Sifrei Torah, or only the words themselves? What about the gilyonis? What about the margins? So Toshma Sefer Torah Shabala if a Sefer Torah, the letters become worn away. Im yesh belalakit shmeinim chamish esyois. Again, Pashas Vayibin Sayaharin Matsilin Vimlavin Matsilin. If there's at least 85 letters, you're Matsil, and if not, you're not. Pragbiyamavamai, typically Mishim Gilyon the day, even if there's only 84 letters, but there's still the Gilyon. Alamite seems to be that the Gilyon isn't sufficient reason to be Matsil. Says the Gemara, fascinating answer. Bola Shaimi. If it's worn away, it's different. So look at this Rashi across a few lines up. Bala shiny dekaven shibala af hagilyon batel. Meaning, once the letters of the Sefer Torah have worn away, so its adjacent gilyon loses its kedusha. Nechimi boilei shagilyonim kayamin. Our shaila is when everything is mekuyim ala shaksav halach. So if it's bala, it's shiny. Once the Sefer Torah is bala, even its gilyon is going to be batal. So that is the difference. Tashma Sefer Torah shenimchak. If it got erased, im yesh bo lalakeid shmeinim chamish esyos kigen pashas vayibin ser ha'arein matzilin vimlavein matzilin mamai typically mishum gilyon di day. Typically, that the gilyon is still kayim. I mean, the gilyon of the entire Sefer Torah. So we say, mokim haksav leikimi boili. The place of the ksav was not my shayla. Dechi kodesh agav ksav hu de kodesh. Because when it became kodesh, it only became kodesh through the ksav. Ozal ksav. Ozlala kedushasi, but once the ksav goes, its kedusha also goes. Kikimi Boili Shalmala Shalmata Shabin Parshala Parsha Shabin Dafladaf Shibhilasa Sefer Shibisefa Sefer. Let's just see one Rashi. Rashi said no. That case is different. Meaning to say that, again, the case was the Sefer Torah was Nimchak. We said as long as there's 85 letters, then you're Matzil. If not, you're not Matzil. The question was, what about the Machim Gilyon? And we said, the place of the Ksav Leikimi Boili, says Rashi, the Vadai Migra Gora. Of course it's worse. The Chi Kodesh Mi Ikara Lav L'Shem Gilyon Chalak Kodesh. Meaning, imagine if this is the place of the Sefer Torah, and, you know, the top centimeter, the bottom centimeter, and the Gilyon on either side, that area was always destined to remain blank. That is my Shaila. But the area of the actual Ksav of the Sefer Torah, its Kedusha is only to the extent that you're writing words there. So once those words wear away, and they're nivla, so then there's no more kedusha. But the areas, the gilyon of the ksav, where its kedusha was not mitzad, that you're going to be writing letters there, its kedusha was insofar as it serves as the gilyon to the Sefer Torah, so maybe that kedusha remains. And therefore, even if the rest of the Sefer has worn away, that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. That's what the Gemara answers. Says the Gemara, okay, very nice, I hear that, good point. But still, says the Gemara, three lines down in the big lines, the tape of lay, mishum ha'hu. But still, I mean, by virtue of the fact that the Braisa doesn't mention and doesn't state that the actual gilyonis around and between one sefer to the next is enough to be matzil, so typically that it's not matzil. Says the Gemara, the guy is vishadi. We'll have to make an akimt and say that you cut it out and you threw it away, and the only thing which remains is the actual area where the writing originally used to be. And being that it's bola, being that it's worn away, therefore the Braisa said, only if it's got 85 letters, then you're matzel, otherwise you're not matzel. Tashma, agil yoinem shalmal of a shalmata, shebein parshal a parshal, shebein daf la daf, shebetchilas a sefer, shebesef a sefer, mitaminis a yodayim, mafurish a raya. Seems to be that the Gilyon has Kedusha. The Gilyon is Metame the Yodayim. That's what it says. And we know that the concept of being Metame Yodayim, Rashi says, over here, Im Nagaboy, Bin Nagabetruma, Paisla, Demigzeres Yudhas Dovrahi. If you recall, we said the reason why, because people used to hide Truma in the Oren Kodesh, because they thought it was a safe place to ensure that the Truma remains intact and so on. Next to the Svarim and the Achbarim used to come and eat the food and make holes in the Svarim, and therefore they said that the actual claf of the Sifrei Torah, it passes Truma, and this way people would no longer store their Truma next to the Sifrei Torah. Al-Kopanim, says the Gemara over here, we tried to bring a raya that all these things are metama the Adayim, in which case you see that there is Kedusha to the Gilyon. Says the Gemara, Dilma Agav Sefer Torah Shiny. Maybe the reason why the Gilyon is metama the Adayim is Agav the Sefer, says Rashi, Dilma Agav Sefer Torah Shalei Nimchak. Ksav a sefer, because the ksav of the sefer which is not erased, elakulei kaim, the zenaga begilyonim, meaning the gilyon gets its kedusha in so far as it serves as a gilyon to ksav, and that's the reason why we know we don't touch the ksav of the Sefer Torah. We use a talis instead, but we don't actually touch the ksav. But maybe that's only agav, the fact that there is ksav, which is still extant. The chimi boilon benimchak ha-sefer. Our shaila is, if the Sefer Torah is nimchak, the ein kan kedusha, elamishim gilyayin sheshimshu ba'odei kayim. Our shaila is only insofar as it used to serve as a margin for letters and words, and now those words are no longer there, but avada, once, if the words are still there, that wasn't our shaila, delma agib sefer Torah, shiny, says the Gemara. Tashma hagil yoinem ve sifrei minin ein matzilin esan mipnei hadaleika. So margins and sifrei Torah, which were written by minim, we'll see in a minute, ein matzilin esan mipnei hadaleika, you're not matzil them from a fire, el nisrafin bimkoimon hein v'az kreisein. Them together with their askaris. My love, gil yoinin, the Sefer Torah. Does it not mean that the gilion of the Sefer Torah doesn't have kedusha, and therefore that's the reason why you're not matzil it? And that we say, no, like, gil yoinin, the Sifre minin, the gilion of Sifre Torah, which is written by a min. Frag the Gemara, 1 second. What does that mean? So our gear says, hashta. Sifri minin gufayu ein matzilin gilyonin miboya. Of course, I mean, if the actual sefer of the min, you're not going to be matzil, of course you're not going to be matzil the mir gilyon of such a sefer. Says the Gemara, no, achika amar, vis sifri minin hare ein kegilyonim. That the sifri Torah, which have been authored by minim, have the same status as gilyonim, and that doesn't have any sanctity, it has no kedusha whatsoever. Rashi says over here, very interesting, what does it mean, minim, sifri minim, about 10 lines before the lines get wide, sifri minim, Rashi says, misharsim, what does he do over here, or mishumadim, misharsim, or mishumadim, lavaydazara, so it means idolaters. That's the way Rashi seems to say what minim means. The kosvolem teira neviim uksuvim ksav ashur es lashna kodesh. The Ritva brings b'shem Rashi and says the following. He says, Pirish Rashi zal talmidei yeshu. Shahayu kosvin sifrei kodesh b'ksav ashuris u'bedyoy v'alfa piken ein behem mishum kedusha. And we know that usually when we speak about minin, like the Rambam tells us at in the school for the Bayesheni, there was this spark of minus in the world. And these were individuals, usually individuals who were very well read, and they themselves, they were not goyim, they were yidden, but they went off, and often we discuss them, the Rishonim speak about them as Talmidei Yeshu, is a very interesting mimer of Rav Huttner in Chanukah, Mimer Yud, where he speaks about this concept of a min. Why did Chazal choose the name min? Min just means a type. You haven't even said anything about it, you've just said it's a type. What this word and what this concept of minus is. Al-Kabanim, we're saying over here that there is no Kedusha in the writings which they write. Says the Gemara, Gufa. Gufa hagul yoinim. V'sivri minim ein matzim esam b'nei adleika v'yizim rabachol. If it's a weekday, koder es askares b'en, you should cut out the askares, meaning the shemais you shouldn't destroy. V'goinzan. V'ashar serfan. And the rest you destroy. Amr v'tarvan akapeh ezbonai. I should bury my children. Meaning, what are you talking about? You have to go ahead and treat the askaris of a sefer, which is written by a min with any level of kedusha. Shim yavoyu liyadi sha'ani asrefei som. I would burn them myself. V'es askaris shebehen. together with all of the askaras I would burn. Shafilo Adam Raidev Afrov Lahargai, even if someone is being chased to be killed, or Nachash Rots Lakishe, or a snake is running after a person to bite him. Nechnas Lebeis Avodah Zarah, you're allowed to go into a house of Avodah Zarah. And the Ein Nechnas Lebateyin, Shal Elo. But you don't go into the house of a Min. Shehalalu Makir Nukofrin. The Minim, they know all about Torah and Mitzvahs and Yiddishkeit, and nevertheless they are Kofrim. Whereas Halalu, the Avodah Zarah, very often, Ein Makirin Vekofrin. Meaning they don't know any better. This is what their parents taught them, and so on. That's what Rashi says, Vekach Lindum Avisam, and so on. And therefore it's preferable to run into a house of idolatry than to go into the house of a min. And the Shulchan Aruch Taka writes that and because of Pikuach Nefesh, a person is allowed to enter a base of Avodah Zarah based on its Gemara, and so on. So says Rabbi Tarfon of Vada, there's zero Kedusha in the Svarim, which have been written by Minim, including the Azkaris. Says the Braisa, Va'aleyen akos of Omer, v'yachadeles v'amezuzah samp zichreineich. Meaning behind the delis, behind the door in the mezuzah, you have placed your memory, so to speak. Rashi says that shehishlachta oisi achrei hadelis. Meaning you have forsaken me, you minim. You know all too well the veracity of Torah, but you have decided to discard me and chuck me behind the door. Good. Says the Gemara Amr Bishmal, he agrees with Rabbi Yossi. So Maduch, a situation where it's to make Shalom, Bein Ish L'Ishtei, my name which has been written B'Kedusha, can be destroyed. Halalu, these people, Shematilin Kina Eva Tachris Ben Yisrael Avim Shemashemayim, and they try and make out that Hashem has turned his back on us, chas v'shalom, and so on. Alachas kama v'chama, you can totally destroy these shemais which were not written the kedusha. V'aleim amar David, it's about these people that David said, haleim esanech Hashem esna, the ones who hate you, I will hate. Uvis kemamecha eskeitat, and the ones who argue with you, I will argue and quarrel with them. Tachlis sina, sanesim la'ivim hayuli. I hate them with a tachlis of sina, and they are my enemies. Ukishem shematzim l'sam v'adleika. Just like you do not save and spare the svarim which are written by a min because of a fire. Kachin matzim l'sam lei min amapoles, lei min amayim, v'lei midavra ma'abdin. You don't save them from any type of destruction. If you look at Tesis over here, second to last Tesis, he says, "Deloy tema dafke min hadleika, ein matzilin mishum de isharis lei asilich buye." Like we mentioned at the very beginning, we said the reason why Chazal were particularly concerned when it comes to dleika is because a person might be tempted to put out the fire. Once you start to get involved with the fire, you might put it out. But you might say, but by Mayim and other things, okay, at the end of the day, this is God's Bible, and it's been written, you know, and maybe you should be matzalit. No, you don't touch them, you're not matzalitim, you leave them alone, and so on. Fine.
Even though putting it out would only be drabbanu.
Well, that's a machlekes, we said at the beginning. That's a machlekes Reb Yudin and Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, you're right. It's a malachshin shech legufa, because the kibuy is not done for the sake of something creative. But according to Reb Yehuda, which the Rambam paskins, and the Mishnah Berurah Kiseder is cheshish for, he says we paskin like Reb Yehuda, the malachshin shech ain't shech legufa is asmid yiraisa. That shit is Reb Yehuda, And the Mishnah Berurah Kaseid in Hilchos Shabbos says, Ubafrat, Lafi Shitas Rambam, he seems to Kaseid to be Choshesh for that Shita.
But don't you need a kibbutz that does something like makes charcoal or something and then.
That's exactly.
We just put it out and nothing's happening at all. I mean, what's the malacha there?
No, it's a kibbutz, but you're not doing the kibbutz for the sake of the kibbutz which was done in the Mishkan. A kibbutz which was done in the Mishkan.
Or something like that.
A CS Pacham, exactly. That's exactly why it's called the Malacha Shein Tzirich Legufo. Meaning, kibbutz in the Mishkan was done for the sake of creating coal and the like. But kibbutz stam, for the sake of kibbutz, is Ein Tzirich Legufo. That's exactly the point. That's why, according to Yehuda, it would be awesome Midiraisa. According to Shimon, it's Mutter Midiraisa. Okay, good. Says the Gemara, by me, nay, what is the Bach doing days? Rav Yosef, Bar Hanan mi Rebbe Avoyu. Very, very interesting Shiloh. Hani Sifri Debei Avidon, Matzilin is son of Pnei Adeleka, I ain Matzilin. The Sifri Torah in the Bei Avidon, what about them? Now, what is this Bei Avidon? If you look at Rashi in the first wide line, the Bei Avidon, Svarim Shekosvu Lehem. So Rashi's Girsa Bifanenu is Haminin. Some have the Girsa Hagalachim. Amalihis Vakeach Im Yisrael. Umokim Shemizvachim Sham Korile Bei Avidon. So the Svarim which are found there, and they would take out a Sefer Torah, and they would say, 1 second, doesn't it say in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9, the following? And isn't that a proof that it's an allusion to such and such? And as we know, throughout the Deris, the Rishonim and Achronim engaged in debates. They were forced to debate at times and so on. So these Svarim, where the Bei Avidon, it's not a place of idolatry, Is it just a place of good theological debate and discussion, and a place where people are searching for truth? I mean, how do we look at those svarim? It's very interesting. The Yavetz says over here, Hani Sifri Debe Avidan, he says, Sefer Torah Shekosvu Lahem, Umisapkelei Yehavu Minin Mamish, are the people over there who are involved in this, are they also meaning? And he says, we're going to see in a minute, Shmuel seems to say no. Says the Yavetz, excuse me, the Shmuel, Lehavi machzik lu b'minim, nira, shahayu philosophim, chikrim bovad. They were philosophers, and they were seeking out the truth, and they were interested in good theological debate and discussion and so on. So, how do we treat the Svarim in the Bei Avidon? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Matzilin, Samayad Leika, in Matzilin. So, that's what he asked Rabbi Avoyu, in Valav, Rav Yabiyode. He wasn't sure. Whereas, says Gemara, Rav, Loi Ozel LeBei Avidon. Rav refused to go to the Bei Avidon. The Kol Shekein LeBei Nitzrafi. And certainly not to the Abbein Nitzrafi. Rashi says that was Mamash, a house of idolatry. So that for sure he's not going to go. Whereas Shmuel Abbein Nitzrafi Le'ozil, Le'be Abidin Ozil, he held it was okay. These people are interested in theological discussion and debate, and that is okay. So Amr Le'le Rav, he said to Rav, my time Le'ozil Le'be Abidin, why don't you come to the Be'e Abidin for a good, robust discussion with us? So, Amr Lehu, Dikla Palnia Ika B'orcha V'Kashili. There is a great big palm tree on the way, and it's very difficult for me to get there. So they said, okay, Na'akre, we'll uproot it for you. You know what, Duchte Kashili, where the place we uproot it is going to be a big hole, it's difficult for me. Rashi says that V'Kashili, he says, "Velitchosem bekash bo." He was trying to push them off because he did not want to go to the Bei Avidon. Mar bar Yosef, I'm ano minayu, ano v'leimis davi minayu. I'm not scared. of the Bei Avidon. I'm happy to go there and to argue it out with them. Zimna Hada Azul Bol Sakune. One time he went, and they wanted to be misakin him. He brings over here a girsa in Hagos Hatsunim. Rabbi Meir Korele Oven Gilyon. With an Aleph. Rabbi Echon Korele Oven Gilyon. A Gilyon of Oven. Venishmat Min Hatsensor. So this was a place of Avonis and so on, as we're going to see a little bit more in a minute. Says the Gemara, Ima Shalom, Devisu, De Rebbe Eliezer, Achse, De Rabban Gamliel. Fascinating story. We know that Ima Shalom was this great woman, the wife of Rebbe Eliezer, the great Rebbe Eliezer, Shehalacha Kamoise B'chol Mokum, the Bas Kol testified, and she was the sister of Rabban Gamliel, a very great woman indeed. There was a philosopher, Rashi says, Min. Again, we bring over here, and our guys would see you in him. He says over here, Rashi says that philosophin is Chachmei HaUmais. Very interesting. Tesis over here, he says, Min, Ketepesh Bekundris, Rabbeinu Shoma, Me Yehudi Echad, Sheba Mi Eretz Yavon, the Amar de Baloshni Yavan Philosophus who doid hachachma. Doid miloshn anila doidi, a lover of wisdom, as in philo often has to do with love, and I guess a love of chachma. So that's what a philosopher is. So there was this philosopher in the neighborhood of Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, and his wife Ima Shalom. He had this name, this reputation, that he does not accept bribes. He is this upright, fantastic philosopher. He is a seeker of truth, and nothing will pervert the course of justice, and so on. Now, obviously, at the time, he used to take bribes, Rashi says. She used to say, he used to take bribes secretly. So they wanted to expose him. And I find this whole Gemara fascinating, that Rabbi Eliezer, Ima Shalom and Rabban Gamliel, I mean, the Gemara says the most phenomenal things about these people, and they decided to come up with this intricate subterfuge to go and expose this philosopher, I guess because maybe people were taken by him, and they said, look at this incredible person, and he's a seeker of truth, and he is a pillar of faith and integrity, and so on. And perhaps people were nimshach acharav, and therefore they decided, and we'll see in a minute, the Machlekes Chasam Sefer and Mashal, that they decided to go to great lengths to try and expose him. So what do they do? Bo lachuchi bey. Most Lashna Gemara is fascinating. They wanted to make late sonnets of him. So what happened? Ayla lay, he says over here, Ima Shalom. So Ima Shalom brought up to him Shraga the Dava, a golden menorah. What happened? The Ozla, they changed it to the Ozla Lekame. So in other words, the day she said that she wants to speak to him, she's got a dispute with her brother, the siblings are quarreling over money, and they would like to speak to this great philosopher who can advise. The day before they went in to seek his counsel, she gave him a golden menorah. She came to him, Amrlei, she said, Bo'ina de niflagi li b'nechse de bein ashai. I would like to split my father's estate, but my brother, Rabban Gamliel, he wants to take everything. So Amrlei, so this fellow, this philosopher, told Rabban Gamliel and Ima Shalom, Plegu, divide it. Amalei, one second, said Rabban Gamliel. So, what are you talking about? Ksiv lan. But it says, in our Torah, b'makam bra, barata le tirais. In the place where there is a son, a daughter does not yarshin. So Amalei, said the philosopher to Rabban Gamliel, min yoma v'galisen ma'arachan Is Naplis Eraisa de Moshe, the Is Yahavis Sifra Achrita. From the day that you have been exiled from your land, your God has clearly forsaken you, he's turned his back on you, and your Bible is no longer relevant, and it has been replaced by another Sefer. Again, it says it was replaced with Ovein Gilyon, is what used to be written before it was censored out. Meaning, I guess they referred to it as in a derogatory form. It was a Gilyon full of Avonis. We know that Ovein is Lashon Mezid in Merida. So that was the derogatory term. I don't know if this means this was a reference to the New Testament, but that's what it said in the pre-censored version. Uksiv be, and in this new enlightening book, Rachman Letzlan, it says, Bra ubrata kechade yarsun, a son, a boy and a girl, a son and a daughter, they will yarshun equally. Salamachar, the following day, Hada ayileiu chamraluba, so Rabban Gamliel decided to bribe him, and he presented him with this fantastic, expensive chamraluba. If you remember, we had at the beginning of B'mer Behema, Mamish at the very beginning, we said that someone wanted a particular, I think it was a chamraluba. I don't remember where it is, Mamish at the beginning. I think that was the Maisa, and he said, don't worry about it, don't waste your money, just feed it barley. Because the steps of a donkey are in accordance with its diet, and if you feed it a good diet, then it'll be good and strong. But the Hamaluba, these were very strong, prime donkeys. So Rabbi Gamliel bribed this philosopher with a Hamaluba. Good, Amar Lahu. So then the next day, this philosopher paskin differently. Amar Lahu, Shvelis Lasefra, to Sifra. You know, I made a mistake. You need to refer to the end of the Sefer. Again, in the pre-censored version, it says of Ovein Gilyon, of this ridiculous book. Uksiv Bey, Ano Leila Mifchas Min Arayis Ad Meisha Asisu Ay. Did not come to add on to the Torah of Moshe. I didn't come to detract, excuse me, from the Torah of Moshe. Veloy, or some of the Gersa Ella, La Oisvi Ala Reis the Moshe Asisi. I just came to add some more things. And it says, B'makam bra barata leitirais. In the place of a son, a daughter will not yash. And so he once again changed his psak. So Amrlei, so Yimishalom told him, she said, Nahar Nahareich Keshraga, let your light come forth like a menorah, implying to him, what about the menorah which I gave you yesterday? Amrlei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says, Asachamra, but the donkey came, Ubatish Lashraga, the Shraga, and it kicked the menorah. So they were making litzanas of him. It's very interesting. The Mashal says over here, it's not mistaber to say that they actually gave him these expensive items. What, they're going to give him this golden menorah, and they're going to give him, says the Mashal, Loika Omer Shenosna Loi, the Vadai Mishum de Bo, La Chuchi Bey Leavi Mavsidi Lehu Shraga de Dava, the Hamra Luba, Ella de Aila Leila Beisai, they brought it up to his house. They showed it to him secretly. She kind of went, take a look at what's in store for you if you pass in my way, and so on. That is the way the Mashal learns. Chasam Sefer learns that they actually gave it to him. And the truth is, from Rashi, it's Mashma that they gave it to him. Because if you look at Rashi, Gibra Maskel, four lines down, Nahir Nahirach Kishraga, Hinahar Oirach Kishraga, let your light like a menorah. Ramza shenosna loy menorah. She gave him a menorah b'sheichad, and so on. So interesting discussion. If they did give it, if they didn't give it, al kavanim. That was the ma'isa with the philosopher in the neighborhood of Yimashalom, and so on. Now we said in the Mishnah that one is not supposed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos. Fascinating thing. You know, you try and tell your family, don't spend so much time reading the Mishpacha magazine, don't read newspapers, don't read kosher books, don't read Lahavdil, don't read Tehillim, don't read Mishlei, say for Eiv on Shabbos. You know, you're not supposed to read Ksuvim on a Shabbos. Pela de Gazach. So, and we said the reason why, we said, is because of Bittel Beis HaMedrash, because instead of listening to the Drasha, in which the Rav used to darshan about relevant halachas of Yisivahetar, they're busy reading, albeit, you know, very beautiful and important Divrei Torah in Ksuvim, which were perhaps less relevant than learning some practical halachas. So we said, you're not supposed to read Ksuvim Amarav Leishano Elabizman Beis HaMedrash. This is only at a time of the Beis HaMedrash, meaning at the time when they are giving the Drasha. Rashi says, Koidim Achila Hayu Darshan. Before they would eat, that's when they would darshan. So that's when you're not supposed to be reading Ksuvim. Avo Shalei Bizman Beis HaMedrash, meaning after the meal, when everyone's full from their Shabbos meal, and it's not the time when the Rav darshans that people should start internalizing halachas and so on. Then if you want to get and read Kesuvim Gazantait, you can do so. The Shmuel Amenein, Afilu Shalei Bizman Beis HaMedrash Ein Kerin. Even then, you're not allowed to read. So let's see. Rabbi Ma'eni, V'ha Nahardo Asr de Shmuel Hava. It was Shmuel's land. Ube Nahardo Paski Sidra. And in Shmuel's land, what do they do Shabbos Mincha? They would actually read from Ksuvim. So you see that they actually did read from Ksuvim according to Shmuel. So how can Shmuel say, Afilu Shalei Bizman Beis HaMedrash? Says the Gemara like this. Ela Yitmar, Achi Yitmar. We'll have to say pshat like this. Amar Rav Leishano Ela B'Mokim Beis HaMedrash. B'Mokim. We only learned this restriction in the place where they darshaned. And remember, we know there was the Beis HaKnesses where they davened, the Beis HaMedrash where they learned. So, Leishon ala b'makim Beis HaMedrash, that's when you're not supposed to engage in the study of Ksuvim. Avol shalei b'makim Beis HaMedrash, Karen, according to Rav. Shmuel amar, bein b'makim Beis HaMedrash, bein shalei b'makim Beis HaMedrash, bizman Beis HaMedrash ein Karen. Meaning, if at 4 p.m. is the Zman of Beis HaMedrash, you're not allowed to engage in Ksuvim at 4 p.m. because that's the Zman. That's the Zman of Beis HaMedrash. Shalei Bizman Beis HaMedrash, Kairin. Vaz de Shmuel Tamei, Dibina Hardo, Paski Sidrit Ksuvim, Piminchasa de Shamsa. Meaning, which wasn't the Zman of Beis HaMedrash, it was another time, and hence it was mutter to do. Rav Ashi Amar La'olam Gedamina Miyikara, that Shmuel says the whole day it's Asa. The Shmuel Reb Nechemia. Shmuel goes like Reb Nechemia. The Tanya, Avabisha Amru Kisakedesh and Kerin Behen. Even though they said Kisakedesh and Allah to read, Aval Shaden Behen, the Darshan Behen, meaning you can darshan them, meaning the Torah Shebaal Peh of Ksuvim you can learn. That you can do. Nitzrach Lifseik. The pasuk, excuse me, may be varaya by it. And if you need to look at a pasuk, you're allowed to bring a ksuvim and look at the pasuk. Amar Rebbe Nechemia, and we're saying Shmuel goes like Rebbe Nechemia, mipnei ma amru kisra kodesh ein keren ben. What is the reason why they categorically forbade a person to read ksuvim? You know why? Kadesh yomru kisra kodesh ein keren ben. Told you again, Mishdari had yoytois. Meaning, Madach, we're not even allowed to learn certain portions of Tanakh, even though it's Torah. Avada, Mishdari had yoytois, says the last Rashi. Kagain shal cheshbonos, financial papers, igrois, ashluchais, lemsechefetz, avada, these things you shouldn't read. So it was a gzera not to read from Ksuvim to make a siyog. That people should not read from Shari Hadyotis, and that is going to be the pshat in Shmuel. Let's at least see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Matzilin tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer. that when it comes to being matzal on the Pnei Adelika, not only are you allowed to be matzal the sefer, but even the tik ha-sefer im ha-sefer. The tik ha-tfilin im ha-tfilin. Not only that, ava b'sheyesh b'seichon ma'ois. Even though there is money inside, you're still allowed to be matzal. Ulaichon matzilin, I saw in l'mavoi she'en ha-mafolosh, which we said yesterday means, so it's like a cul-de-sac, and there's three walls, and therefore midyaraisa it is erushas hayochid, and it just needs a tikkun derabbanan, and even though it's lacking that tikkun, it's mutter. Then b'seira omer af l'mafolosh, he says it's even permitted to be matzal too a mavoi mafolosh, and we'll have to see tomorrow in the Gemara a little bit more as to what exactly this means. I just want to stop here.